Good afternoon. Today will be dominated by low clouds across most of interior New York and New England as an onshore flow off the Atlantic persists, keeping moisture in place. From time to time, though, there will be a thinning of the clouds, revealing partial sunshine, and this will allow temperatures to warm into the upper 70s to around 80 for afternoon highs in most places. The best chance for more sunshine will be across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. Partly cloudy skies tonight and generally dry, with areas of fog developing, lows back into the lower 60s. A weak disturbance moving through the mid-levels of the atmosphere will push across the region on Sunday. This could be enough to produce a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny again, and high temperatures will manage to reach into the lower and some middle 80s. As we get into the day on Monday, a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will bulge northward from the mid-Atlantic region, bringing more heat and humidity back into the region. We'll have hazy sunshine, and high temperatures will be close to the 90-degree mark. In this environment, we do run the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. A weak disturbance will then pass through on Tuesday. As temperatures warm toward 90 again in increased heat and humidity, we run the risk at a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we'll have hazy sunshine. And on Wednesday, more of the same, with hazy sun, hot and humid weather persisting, and just the outside chance of a thunderstorm and highs near 90. We will eventually get a break in this weather pattern by the end of the week, as a front is expected to cross through the region on Thursday, partly sunny skies with scattered showers and storms along the front, highs still in the mid-80s, then behind the front, some lingering showers and storms as it stalls to our south, high temperatures in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the northern and central plains and the mid and upper Mississippi Valley will have widespread thunderstorms today as a front passes through and stalls out over the region over the weekend. A nearly continuous deep plume of Gulf moisture will transport northward and aid in the development of strong convection. And the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted portions of the plains and mid and upper Mississippi Valley as having the risk of strong to severe thunderstorms today. Heavy rainfall over this area also will likely aggravate ongoing flooding, especially for parts of southern Minnesota and Wisconsin, where an additional 2 to 4 inches of rain is expected. Showers and storms will continue along the boundary into tomorrow. The Weather Prediction Center has a slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding in effect for parts of this region through early Tuesday morning. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Florence, located about 185 miles west of the southernmost Cabo Verde Islands. Florence is moving toward the west-northwest near 14 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through Tuesday. On the forecast track, the center of Florence will continue to move away from the Cabo Verde Islands today. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is forecast during the next several days. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 70s, Boston partly sunny, lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1953, and the record low, 41, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:30 p.m., 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Partly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. Hazy, hot, and humid with an isolated thunderstorm Monday near 90. Hazy, hot, and humid with scattered showers and storms Tuesday near 90. Another chance of an isolated thunderstorm on Wednesday, otherwise hazy, hot, and humid, upper 80s to around 90. A better chance at showers and storms Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s, and partly sunny and a bit cooler, with a good chance of showers and storms on Friday and highs in the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.